And our scripture today from John's, 1 John, it's not John's gospel. I read one of my readings from there this morning, but 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 through 24. And I've got folks in Disciple that are learning that. We have 1, 2, and 3. I said 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, 1st and 2nd. Things they're like, well, why do we have all this? Come to Disciple and learn. So when we have a new one in the new year, we're finishing up. But it's fun to learn. It's fun to know. 1st John chapter 3, beginning in verse 16. It says, we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth, and we'll reassure our hearts before him. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and we do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O great and mighty God, we do thank you this day for who you are in our lives, for loving us and blessing us. We thank you, Lord, for your word that we find in the scriptures today, the beautiful word from John. And we ask, Lord, your grace and mercy to be upon us not only this day, but every day, in the hearing of it, in the speaking of it, in the preaching of it, in the teaching of it, that it is upon us always. And when we come to that time where we read that word and where we're quiet and that we listen, to listen for your voice, to listen for what it is you have to say to us. So, Lord, this day, open up our hearts and our minds to love you, to love others, to listen. For it's in your name I pray. Amen.